The announcement of a further easing of the COVID-19 restrictions in Barbados from Monday coming comes as good news to the general business community and also to President of the Small Business Association, Wayne Punka-Willock.
The small business sector has been greatly affected by pandemic and the lockdown. Almost half of our businesses have almost shut down, and many others are not sure if they will recover or not. But we are thankful for the current ease in further ease and restrictions, because it will give us an opportunity as small business people to see where we could recoup and regather our funds and our ability to work.
The impact on small businesses is supported by what we've been hearing from some of those involved in such operations.
First of all, the whole lockdown has affected me tremendously. At first, we couldn't even really go outside, and I do catering, so that was really, really hard for me. I have lost so much contracts for that time.
This woman says she was hard hit by last-minute cancellations.
When we first had the initial word about the lockdown, I lost a huge contract, and I must say I cried. But thank God I am still here. I still have life, and I am looking forward to having my customers back in full capacity and going forward from here.
And there are more positive stories. Take Kathy Ann of Kathy's Interior Creations.
Well, actually, the lockdown, I wouldn't say that it have hurt my business. Actually, it have helped my business in the sense, during the lockdown, I was still able to work because customers had dropped orders off actually before the lockdown. And during the lockdown time, I was able to do an online course in entrepreneurship into structuring my business. And I've learned a lot. And during that classes and the time of lockdown, I got to spend more time with God. Because I'm a Christian, I got to spend more time doing my devotions and spending more time reading the Bible and, you know, like getting back that close relationship, because the business had me really busy and I wasn't really finding as much time for myself, number one, for God, nor finding time to, you know, set priorities in order for my business, because I had a lot of ideas in my head. And even with the lockdown, I found that I got a lot more ideas, like new products that I can do.
Another example of a positive outcome. This woman and her husband have gone into a different kind of business altogether.
Well, before I was a consultant for NGO, and it was in STEM-based education reform. And since then, with obviously the NGOs having no funding, I just opened a small bread shop next to my home. The bread shops, obviously, as you would know, were one of the businesses that were allowed to remain open. And in any event, in any situation, food still needs to be sold. So my husband and I, we decided that would be the best move, because we didn't have one in our neighborhood, and that would have been the best move at the time to, you know, assist the neighborhood and to help us with our finances, because he's out of work. I am on a part-time contract now that is only a seventh of the salary I was receiving before.
She says they've been into the bread shop business for just 1 week so far.
It would have started slow, but now it's starting to pick up as more persons get knowledge about it, and more persons are curious in the blast and the WhatsApp messages that we put out there. Our customer base has increased, and I could say it's been a learning curve moving from a business environment in consulting to a food-based environment. But it, this situation of this pandemic, if you're not innovative, if you're not innovative, you won't thrive. You have to think way outside of the box. You can't sit and wait for help. You have to create your own rope to get out of your water.
A small business operator with a positive side to the COVID-19 lockdown in Barbados. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.